It's 6 to 12. It's Sky Sports Radio from Racing and Sport. Gary Crisp joins you now. Morning, Gary.
G'day, Sean. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. Well, that was sort of justice being done, I suppose. Polarisation winning the Sydney Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite amazing, wasn't it, really? Yeah. But no, good result for the Godolphin boys anyway. But, you know, they travel a long way with their horse, and it's good to see them supporting the championship. So I don't think that anybody would begrudge them the win. And, you know, pretty handy little horse, even though, rating-wise, the time form rated him 110, which is not a very high rating Sydney Cup, but certainly, you know, he's a horse that can stay all day, and he's, you know, not sure where he'll end up next, although he's going back home, I believe. But yeah, I mean, whether he comes back down here or not, but he can certainly stay, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the one thing about him, and on the heavy track, he just kept going. He shot the barn, and he's a wonderful old horse over 2 miles, isn't he?
Yeah, look, it was his fourth attempt in the Sydney Cup on Saturday. He's been placed the second twice and fourth on one other occasion. Of course, unplaced the first year that he tried it. But he ran to his absolute best here, showing a time form figure 122, which is what he ran last year when he ran fourth last year. So, I mean, to Galante. So he's, you know, definitely probably the best record of at 3,200 metres of any horse in the race, but just can't seem to crack it for a win. I mean, away from him, obviously, Big Cheek, you know, loomed up to win, but probably end of a long preparation for him. He's gone a long way in his figures in a very short time, Big Cheek, and certainly we'll see him back in the spring and be a contender there for sure. And a horse that, imported horse Harlan here, that was a late entry for the Cup, but he ran well enough here to suggest there's a race in here, if not more than one race, because his form in Europe is quite good. And, you know, he's a horse that if he does get, back to something like that form, he'd certainly be very competitive in his race here. So I think I'll mention to see how he goes.
Well, he's run handy races over 3,000 and so forth in France, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and against good opposition too. So, you know, I think that's a point worth noting. So if he can get, back to that level here in Australia, certainly the Hayes team will be working towards that. He's a horse to take out of the race, I think, for sure.
Right, looking at the other races there, Nieta, nice win for John Thompson Stable.
Yeah, look, she's, the lovely mare and produced there on Saturdays, first up and clearly she had a great record first up and, good ride by Blake Shin to cuddle her to get her home with the big weight. I mean, last preparation, she improved her figures dramatically, something like 30 pounds of performance, which sometimes you don't see that very often, but she ended up just getting beaten in the Starlight Stakes behind Kuro, and then she's come off that on Saturday and ran to a figure almost equal to that first up. And obviously there's plenty of improvement to come, and John was saying after that she's quite a big girl. She's over 500 kilos, so she will take improvement from that, and she'll probably go to the mayor's race, the Group 1 mayor's race in Adelaide before a decision is made on whether she stays in training now or is put out for a spell and brought back for the spring. So she's an exciting type.
All right, we'll look at the ninth, and before we work back to the early ones, Roaring to Win, Mossendale, that was just a ripper of a finish.
Yeah, it was. The Galligatus boys chanced their own with Mossendale, and you know, he's only a very lightly raced horse as well, Sean, and he's only had the 12 starts now for 6 wins, and perfectly placed there on Saturday by the boys, and obviously loves the wet and got the job done. And Roaring to Win's first win for quite some time, but he's obviously a horse that's had all showed ability, Roaring to Win, but obviously Brenton Abdullah's got the key to him there and makes him do his best. And supply and demand hadn't raced for quite some time and obviously needed the run, I think, so he'll improve off that.
The 10th heaven, the end of the way she got to the line, do you think she might get further than the 1,400, Gary?
Well, she might. She's a talented type. I mean, first up, she was very good behind Pomolo, and then second up in the provincial championship, she didn't have a lot of luck that day behind Mary Orr. But her form before that is quite good. She's always strong at the end of the 1,400 metres, and she just might, the way she's now maturing. She's certainly a lightly raced, only had 11 starts, so she's certainly one with upside in the race.
Grand Dreamer loves the wet, and Robert Smerton was smart. He went where the wet track was.
Yeah, it was a pretty astute bit of training by Robert, and he places his horses very well. And this guy was, second up here on Saturday, didn't didn't have any luck at all in his first run, and clearly, you know, the wet track was the attraction to bring him to Sydney, and the Melbourne horses have had a great run in Sydney, haven't they, Sean? You know, they've been outperforming the locals, and I guess some of that's probably to do with the wet conditions, and maybe they had a slighter you know, fitness angle over the locals. But he's I don't know whether he'll stay here, but certainly you know, he was very dominant there on Saturday.
Now, Matt Griffiths looks like he's got a handy horse in schedule. He won his maiden at Orange. I think he just missed the next start, but he just continued to win.
Yeah, he's only lightly raced for a five-year-old. He's only had the six starts now for three wins, and obviously the Scone performance first up, he ran on very strongly from back in the field that day, as he did on Saturday, and, you know, won very convincingly there. So they put them to the sword very quickly, and like you say, I think he's a young, you know, a horse there with plenty of upside, given that he's only had a handful of starts. He's been very well looked after, that's for sure. And I thought that Barbas probably did enough to warrant consideration going forward. He's a horse has always had a lot of ability, but clearly plagued with issues. But we hadn't seen him for nearly 12 months, and he just ran out of gas there on Saturday. But he'll take plenty of improvement from that run, and if they can get him back to anything like his two-year-old form, there's a win or two in him for sure.
All right, now the 2400-metre race, the fourth, Richard of York, another one who came from down south. Chris Waller had him down in Victoria and brought him up to back to Sydney to get the money.
Yeah, look, he'll get 2 miles or further, this guy. He definitely needed every bit of persuasion there by Kieran McAvoy. Saturday is riding in tremendous form, and at the end he ran out a comfortable winner. But certainly 2400 metres, he's won four races. His last three have been over the 2400, including one at Ascot in Europe before he came to Australia. So it took him a few runs here, I think, to get acclimatised. But his recent form, particularly through Melbourne and then on Saturday, indicates that he's now, you know, going to keep improving, I think, as some of these imported horses do, under the Waller stable banner. So I think he's going to another 2400-metre race or a two-mile race coming up, I think, in a couple of weeks' time at Rhodes Hill. So he'll certainly relish those conditions.
Oklahoma Girl loves the 1600. She had a terrific strike rate out, and the way she raced on Saturday, coming from basically last on the turn, wasn't a big field, but it was a nice run, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it was. The way the tempo of the race didn't really suit her. So you've got to add a bit onto the bare form here on Saturday for her performance because, like you say, she mowed them down late when she wasn't really entitled to. And beat a couple of pretty smart horses there too, and Sizzling Bullet. I mean, he's a promising type from the Wallace stable stayer, obviously 1600 just short of his best, but he is a horse that we'll probably hear a bit more of up in Brisbane, I suggest. And for her to get over the top of him there at the finish, I think was quite a good effort, and she'll probably graduate now to some of those stakes races for three-year-olds during the lead into the winter period.
Looking back at racing from the weekend with Gary Crisp, Gibraltar Girl, another nice win, and the second there, Ty England just sat there smoking the pipe and to the turn and then eased out and did the job nicely.
Yeah, she's improving times. She's second up there on Saturday, so she'll take improvement from that performance again. She's only lightly raced, only had eight starts now for three wins, and Team Snowden have done a great job placing her. She was very consistent last campaign once she hit winning form, and that's a good sign for her going forward. So I think our listeners can rely on her to hold that form from here on in the next few runs. Tessara's the Dolphin horse with the big weight there, 61 kilos, ran very well. He's a horse that's always showed a bit of ability, but I think coming back now to tackle some of these easier races, he should get his opportunity to break back into the winner's list. And the favourite here, I thought, should be just should be ignored. He's much better horse than that, very promising type, as we saw in the Gosford Guineas when he was narrowly beaten up there. And he can attain pretty quickly off this performance. But this might be a pretty good form run, Sean. A few of these might actually go on. France is another one that was first up, but obviously needed the hit out. So I think this will be a race that'll throw up a few winners.
And the first, for the babies, the Mighty Fed looked all right, didn't he?
Yeah, look, he did. He won last start at Warwick Farm there in midweeker and came off that and improved again on Saturday to beat Devon Early, who we hadn't seen for a little while, and Siam, who had good form in Melbourne behind some good two-year-olds. So again, there might be a bit of depth to this form, and certainly he's a a talented type, and you know, came from off the speed there to get the job done. So it was a good performance, that's for sure.
Now, I'm going to throw a wild card at you here. You probably saw the run in Adelaide, the Redelva, the listed stakes, Desert Lashes. It's won eight straight. It's a three-year-old filly, been racing in Alice Springs. And I tell you what, you cannot discard Northern Territory form.
No, that's true. They,
you get caught out if you do every now and then, don't you?
Well, you certainly do. And I mean, this filly's been, you know, reward for effort filly. She's, you know, she's going great. And yeah, sometimes the Alice Springs form can hold up pretty well. Admittedly, she's made a bit of improvement on those runs up there, but certainly she's going to interesting to see just how she goes from here on in. But you know, she's a I wouldn't mind owning her, and you know, that's for sure.
The interesting thing is she's won eight straight, but a lot of them haven't been by big margins. Whether they've just eased, I haven't seen a lot of the early runs. Obviously Alice Springs, whether they've just sat on her and given her a quiet win, a soft win, but. She started in April last year. She's put eight together in a row. And now she's picked up a listed race. She's won 236,000.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A good effort.
It's a good effort, that's for sure. Well, the biggest winning margin's been five lengths. But like I say, most of her others have been, you know, around the length mark. And on Saturday, she was pretty good there to finish. So, yeah, I mean, if she does go, she might go to the Group 1, Sean. So you never know.
Yeah, it just goes to show you never know, do you?
No.
So they probably bought
her
at the sale up there or whatever. They have the sale there at Alice Springs.
Yeah, well, the best of all example, that's Winx, you know, going from a good three-year-old filly to where she is today.
Mm.
You know, you would never have thought that.
No.
Just goes to show that's what keeps a dream alive.
Oh, it does. When I saw that, I thought, good luck to him. They were kicked off when he made at Alice Springs and thought, oh, well,
yeah.
We've had our birthday, that's it.
Yeah, well, we need more stories like that. Sure.
That's what it's all about too, right? Good on you, yeah. Gary. Good to catch up.
Yeah, good on. Thanks, Sean. See ya.
Gary Christ there from Racing and Sport.